This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We'll start clawing our way back to the upper 20s today.
But before we get there, we've got to survive the record cold this morning.
But at least it looks like we've bottomed out this morning. Let's check in with meteorologist Tom Hell, who kicks off our team coverage. Tom.
Well, I wouldn't put my money on 12 degrees being the bottom out. 13 was our record. Now 13, now 12 is the record. And I think we could probably go, if the winds die down to 11 to start things off, with wind chills right around 1 to 3 degrees, a few places, minus 0. But today we're going to be warming back up again. We'll only make it to a high of around 28 to 30 degrees. And from there, we're a little bit warmer, 37 on Friday, as we finally break our way through. But those wind chills will keep us in the teens both days. Right now, again, it is 12 degrees and minus 5 for a wind chill at KRLD.
KRLD power outage update.
Right now, we're looking at that ERCOT grid conditions, and currently a live look at it. Still almost 7,000 megawatts of operating reserves. That's very good news, as the sun's going to come up here within the next hour and add some of that solar power that we need to it. Now, as far as tracking power outages here locally, just a few, about 1,500 outages in Dallas County, 330 in Tarrant County at this point, and just a couple elsewhere, including 87 without power in Navarro County.
Another day below freezing and a record-setting day at that, but there is some warmth at the end of this cold tunnel.
I'm out here at Dallas Love Field, where the mercuries have once again plummeted into the teens this morning, and this is record-setting cold, too. 15 miles from here at DFW Airport, where the Weather Service official records are kept, it is 15 degrees this morning, 4 degrees colder than the 1939 record cold for this date. Here at Love, in addition to the temperatures, we're seeing winds coming straight out of Siberia at more than 10 miles an hour, and that's giving us a wind chill factor of 7, count of 7 degrees. So this is, once again this morning, very dangerous, even deadly cold. So be extra cautious until later today, when we warm all the way up to 32 degrees. Yippee. At Dallas Love Field, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, as the frigid cold continues, KRLD's Chris Fox is all bundled up, talking to people about how they're dealing.
One thing I've noticed is that Texans preparing for the cold tend to talk a lot more than those standing out in the cold, including myself.
Well, I have the heater on and I got some wine.
The aches and pains, and I just don't put up with cold very well anymore. I don't want to be cold.
My kids are enjoying the little bit of flurries that they get, and they didn't want to go to school.
Some good news, the state's power grid remains strong. Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott's plan to lower the state's rising murder rate through bail reform is one step closer to becoming law. The Texas Senate passed the three-bill package that would deny bail to violent felons and illegal immigrants accused of a felony. They were authored by State Senator Joan Huffman.
This is about targeted violent offenders who have been released multiple times to commit horrible crimes upon the citizens of this state.
Now, similar bills have failed in the State House over the past two sessions. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick now says he has a commitment from the House Speaker to pass them.
Lawyers for Robert Roberson filing another appeal to try to get him off death row. Roberson came within minutes of execution in October. That's when the court stepped in. A Texas House committee held hearings suggesting Roberson did not kill his daughter. Rather, she died from a lung disease. And a juror from the trial said she didn't know that.
If it had been told to us, we would have, now I would have had a different opinion, and I would have found him not guilty.
The Texas Attorney General's office, though, wants Roberson put to death and has opposed any effort to let Roberson testify before the Texas House.
Do you guys use any kind of pocket warmers or anything like that? For Christmas, one of the stocking stuffers I got sweet Ronnie Sue is our little electric pocket warmers. And you just plug them in with a USB cord. But you ever been camping and you take those, they're chemical filled. I don't know what the chemical reaction is, but there's some sort of chemical filled pocket warmers. Have you ever seen those?
I have seen them. I don't use them, though.
We use them for skiing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So I bought a box of them. Before the winter started. And because we see so many homeless people downtown that I thought I would distribute them to the homeless people. But I will tell you that the homeless people do a very good job of knowing when it's going to be cold. And they really get off the streets and they head in those shelters when it is going to be just stupid cold like it is today. So I'm glad to see that a lot of them are getting off the streets and finding those warm spaces to go warm up.
We are already seeing a record number of flu cases in North Texas, and Dr. Jeffrey Metzger, the chief of emergency services at Parkland Hospital, says this weather does not help.
One of the big things we see is when it gets cold like this, people tend to congregate indoors, and that can allow them to spread those viruses to other people as well.
He says the good news is that there hasn't been a spike at emergency rooms.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
All right, I'm on my last can of Sterno, so tell Tom Hale.
Yeah.
We got to turn things
It's cold.
Around. It is very cold. We got a stock market that is, maybe it's giving in to some of the cold weather because we're headed lower across the board. The S&P average, which made a new all-time closing high yesterday, looks down 17, the NASDAQ down 46. The Dow was a holdup, but it's down 158 points. Some of that's coming from one of their components, Walmart, which was making historic highs, has come out with earnings. I mean, the earnings were all right, and they're raising their dividend 13%, but they're really not very optimistic about the outlook for this quarter. And they don't really know quite how to factor in the impact of the tariffs and people kind of pulling in their horns in advance of the inflation that's here and expected to continue to come. And so Walmart is down $8 a share right now, so do the math. That takes about half of what is projected to be a 158-point loss in the industrials average. The price of crude's up 29 cents, $72.39. Natural gas is taking a break, and it's been directly impacted by this cold weather. It's down about 2%, but still has been so sharply higher. Gold making another historic high, up $24.90 at $29.61. That's where all the world money is hiding. Well, it's also hiding in U.S. Treasuries, and when you do that, you bring interest rates down. So 10-year rates are actually down to 4.5% right now. Jobless claims come out shortly. Then it's the Philly Fed Index, leading economic indicators due at 9 o'clock this morning. Plus, we've got four Fed speakers. But right now, it looks like we're pulling back across the board. The Dow would be down 147 points if we open right this second. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's freezing outside, but a pet owner's got to do what a pet owner's got
to
do.
This man says he has to get out here in this cold to walk his Austrian Shepherd.
She loves the cold. She loves going outside. I mean, she's got a pretty thick coat to her, so I just like to bundle up. I wear a lot of layers to keep myself warm.
With temps like we're seeing today, you can get frostbite on exposed skin in minutes. So layer up. And remember, your pets can get frostbite too. In Dallas, Georgia Alfreda's News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, so we were talking about, you know, pets got to do what they got to do. And then we started talking about that book.
Everybody Poops.
Everybody
Poops.
Everybody.
That's a book.
Everyone.
That's a favorite topic in the mornings here, apparently.
Pooping?
Yes.
Or reading.
Meanwhile, you know, so many Texans are like, ugh, can't deal with this cold. And that includes
more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Yeah. Well, she did not say that. She just doesn't like the cold weather. Her name's Heather Curley, by the way. This is going south quickly, like the temperatures.
Last week we were wearing shorts and we don't know how to dress for this weather. So no, I don't think anybody likes me. This crazy guy right here, he has shorts on. Nobody knows how to dress for this.
You know, David Rankin will roll in here in shorts anyway. We love to talk about that. By the way, it's going to get above freezing tomorrow. Is that right, Tom Hale?
That would be right.
Okay. Yay.
But only by maybe 3 or 4 degrees, and that's if we're lucky. And it'll still be very chilly as we try to warm up. We'll struggle, actually. And the wind chills tomorrow are still going to be feeling like the teens in the 20s.
Well, I'll still take it. Well, yeah. Senate Republicans continue their work on a budget plan. That's in spite of President Trump already saying he prefers a House version of the bill. A big, beautiful bill, Tom Dempsey reports.
Senate Republicans are planning to kickstart the process on voting on a $340 billion plan addressing some of the key issues for the president. And as far as the significance of these talks, Vice President J.D. Vance was actually on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to huddle up with Senate Republicans, giving them a green light to keep working on their budget plan, which focuses on the border, defense, and energy policy. But it saves an extension of the Trump-era tax cuts for later.
So the House plan would create a single piece of legislation that would appropriate funding for the border, enact energy policies, and extend a slew of tax cuts. There is some pushback from moderates who have voiced concerns about potential cuts to Medicaid, though.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.